podcast. Good.
Me Grimlock, not podcaster. Me Grimlock King.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me is...
Dave, Joe, and Mike. We've hit a milestone, folks.
Yep.
60 episodes with no relaunch.
Usually it happens at 58.
I know! That's what happened with version 2.0. It was like 58.
And 1.0.
Yeah, really. But yeah, 60 episodes, not counting the origin, ATTF origin stuff and everything else. We are back to talk some Transformers stuff, because there's some funny stuff out there. We've got the reveal of the Shield Week 1 has happened, and the Transformers Facebook page put up a video of Megatron and Optimus. That was hilarious.
I'm Frank Welker.
Megatron. Leader of the Decepticons.
In case you haven't heard, it's Reveal Your Shield Week. So make sure to declare whether you are a Decepticon or an Autobot.
You little... Failure is not an option. Decepticon detected.
I have returned.
Oh, boy.
I keep forgetting that Frank Welker's real voice is Freddie Jones' voice from Scooby-Doo.
I know, it surprises me every time I hear it.
I know. And then there's the Last Night new trailer that came out a few weeks ago. This movie just keeps... looking stranger and stranger and stranger.
It almost reminds me of like a quote from The Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
And you might be going, what? And
no, then I know. Going, it's, yeah.
It comes a little stranger.
Yep.
But yeah, like... did you know that there was rumors that there's 14 more Transformers movies planned, like being written on, like planning?
Oh, God. All right, so the other day somebody shared something on Facebook about, please stop letting them make Fast and the Furious movies. I don't buy that at all, but it's one of those things where... Please.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, no. Please, stop letting them make Transformers movies. Look, I get it. It makes Hasbro a ton of money. It brings a bunch of new fans in. It barely brings us diehards in. And of course, as per usual, Michael Bay, and I think I said this last time in episode 59, Michael Bay has said this is going to be his last directed Transformers film. So,
how many times have we heard that?
I know. Five at this point. After the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, and every time it happens at the end of production of each one, it has happened. So my question is, what other director out there currently could pull off a Transformers live-action movie? The only person I can think of is Steven Spielberg, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
He's an executive producer.
No. I know that, but I'm saying I believe this was like when either the first movie 10 years ago, oh my God, the first movie is 10 years old, or Revenge of the Fallen came out back in 2009, he had was maybe on the features for the DVD features for the first movie. He says that, oh, I wouldn't want to be in Michael's shoes directing this or something like that. So, I will not be seeing The Last Night in theaters.
I already plan not to see it in theaters, but that's more so because I have other films. And
yeah,
the one film that I am definitely seeing in theaters this year is going to be Star Wars, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
okay, so we had those two things. What's going on over in Earth Wars, the game, the video game thing?
Surprisingly, I'm still playing. The funny thing is I started playing about June last year, out of boredom, and I've been hooked since. Although not as much recently. I still check in from day to day and play a couple of battles, but it's mostly because I'm in a clan, an alliance, as it were. Mm-hmm. And if you don't play during their clan wars or weekend events, they boot you out of the group. So I play enough to stay in. Because the only way you can win any of the swag on the weekends from Friday at 7 a.m. to Monday morning at 7 a.m. Is if you play the game in a clan, because it most of the time it builds on what other people are helping in your clan to get to a certain number. And the more points and the better your clan ranks up and gets to the goal, whether it's a new character or a plethora of different items, it just you can't get it without being in a clan. Yeah. So this past week, they've been teasing it for 3 weeks, which has been annoying. they finally released Megatron and Optimus Primal from the Beast era and had them devolve from Beast Wars to their original first form. However, it's like their first form if they never went to Earth, in a sense, because it's almost like those toys that came out for the 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Where they looked like transmetalized versions of their first forms.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically like a G1 version of their, you know, if they were a beast on Cybertron at the time. So it's the only pet peeve I have with the characters themselves are, now don't get me wrong, I have Megatron, fighting with Galvatron. He's a 2-star Megatron Beast Wars, and I have a 3-star and a 2-star Megatron. The tank, and then I have a 3-star and a 2-star Galvatron, a 2-star what's his name? Death Saurus. And I've got a 3-star Nemesis Prime. So like I've got all these all these villain leaders of various Cybertronian series. And Megatron's not too bad. The only pet peeve I have, and this is the same thing with any of the dinosaurs or any of the beasts or anything to that degree, they don't ever transform until like they're attacking to some degree to some level, and then they still pretty much fight in their beast form. And I'm like, I want to see robot. I don't want to see beast. And he doesn't like everything they do when they talk, they're all beast form. Same thing with like, you know, they almost pull like a Grimlock type of thing. So it's a little annoying, but I mean, it is what it is. It could be worse. I mean, and I tried playing that new now mind you, they made a video where they have Primal and Megatron clashing.
Mm-hmm.
In this Earth Wars video, and it's like 54 seconds, and it says 65 million years ago, shows like
all this scenery of like prehistoric Earth looks pretty realistic compared to the stuff we were used to from Beast Wars. And then it's got grass and it's got Megatron and Optimus running at each other and Primal punching him. And it looks super robo-kibbly compared to the original Beast Wars here for the robots themselves. And they're roaring and punching each other and they're both in beast form. And Primal grabs Megatron's tail and throws him. He transforms into robot. Looks just like that toy that I described. Primal, the same thing. It's those toys that they're mocking, but they both transform and then they run at each other, and then that's the end of the clip. And there's like a comic that you can collect between the different Transformers sagas. Anyway. Cool. So yeah, I mean it's pretty awesome. I was pretty happy with seeing Megatron in the game. Although Transformers Forge to Fight the game. They've added Waspinator to the game now. That's another game that just came out like beginning of April. And they've got Rhinox in it, and they've got Waspinator, and they're going to slowly add more characters, but it's basically like you run through like almost, it's like Mega Man Battle Network in a sense. You run across like this grid, this line, and you basically have to fight the character, and then after you defeat them you get them. And don't get me wrong, it's interesting. I like some of the premise and I like some of the game. However, I'm not going to get into another phone game.
Yeah.
Because I've already done this and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. So I like it. I like the designs. They're a lot, you know, in the premise of fighting through multiple generations. But I myself will not be, I will not be playing, the game. But yeah, it's pretty awesome how they mix this toy though, that came out, because it says Hasbro supplied reference, and then they did a proposed change, and so basically they just added color, and then they, changed a couple of the features of how it works from toy to robot and to, and I love the paint job that they did, because essentially what they did is they took the art reference from Beast Wars, like his first form, and they took this toy because they wanted the body of this toy for the Earth Wars, but they took the paint job of the original Megatron from season one and put it to it, and so it looks pretty slick. They did the same thing with Primal. They took his masterpiece figure, which is quite interesting that they did that, because they took the art reference of the original toy, and the masterpiece figure and that 10th anniversary figure, and combined it together. And so it looks pretty sweet, but again it's still like a robo-kibbled version of the other toy, so, but it's either way I'd still buy that stuff. I'm waiting for Masterpiece Megatron and I'm not going to shut up about it until they come out with one, and I have it.
They did come out with one
Masterpiece Megatron.
Yeah,
Beast Wars.
Oh.
They've got Masterpiece Dinobot, Masterpiece Cheetor, and Masterpiece Primal.
Yeah, but I've seen pictures of the Masterpiece Megatron.
I think
stop typing. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, you've seen them in your mind.
No!
There is no Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron.
I swear I saw one I saw one somewhere recently within the last 6 months.
Dude. Pixar didn't happen.
I know, and that's fine. I will try to find them for you after the show, but I swear to God, I thought I saw something for Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron. I'm not trying to get one over on you. I'm telling you the truth. I swear, I thought I saw something.
I will destroy you. Yeah, and all your lies.
Yeah.
There is no Megatron Beast Wars Masterpiece figure.
So yeah. And then of course season 3 is getting ready to ramp back up for Robots in Disguise Combiner Force. Which,
why is it gotta be in French? Ugh.
Well, I just muted it so I didn't have to listen, but that's more so because I don't care. I want to see the visuals because I watched the show. Episode 48 is called Defrosted. 49 is called Blurred, which Blur will be in the show. 50 is Sphere of Inference and or Influence, and 51 is Be Cool.
So is this show actually in English or is it just in French?
Well, what is available right now is in French.
Okay.
But the show is in English.
Okay.
Because I've been watching it all the way through.
Okay. Then they need to get John Machida for Blur.
Hey, this is John Machida at BotCon. You're listening to Geekcast Radio.
You never know.
I'm saying they need to get John Machida for Blur.
Did they have Blur in Prime?
No, they had him in Animated and it was John Machida.
Okay, well, they may do it. I mean, because he is the fast talking, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard to replicate, so...
Uh-huh.
They may do that. But this does still take place after Prime, so, like, you get a lot... If the character comes back from Prime, the voice actor returns, like Ratchet, Prime, Starscream, Soundwave.
Right.
Even though awesome. They didn't use him. But yeah, so I mean, they're all gonna be back.
Cool.
Yeah, there is no Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron. I found the Cheetor. The Cheetor looks cool. I found the Dinobot. Dinobot looks cool. There is no Megatron. Now there is a knockoff third party.
No, this might have been a statue or something. I swear.
Oh, the statue. Yes, I've seen.
Okay.
It.
Okay, I just
want... Because it's blasphemous towards Dinobot because it has his molten head down at his feet.
Okay, that's what I saw. So, I'm just saying, I thought I saw something that was close to being Masterpiece Megatron.
Yeah, and it's third party. But yeah. But they do have there's a pretty awesome third party Optimal Optimus.
Mm-hmm.
And Galvatron. But the Optimal Optimus really sticks out to me. If cool. It was affordable, I would have it, but mm-hmm. It's not. Because it's like, where is it? Because it's called Perfect Effect DX06 Beast Guerrera.
Mm-hmm.
This is Guerrera. Yeah, it looks like spot on. Somewhere I saw an add-on kit. Maybe it was there's a 3D printing website. What is it called? I can't remember right now. I have it bookmarked somewhere of things that I want to buy. Oh, here's, well, it's.
I feel like this is 2009 all over again, folks. What did they do with that? Where did that go? Oh my God!
So there's this website shapeways.com,
uh-huh.
Where people design things for 3D printing and then they print it and send it to you.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, I found, because I've been looking like crazy because I want to find like an 89 GMC S15 pickup model kit. Can't find one to save my life. because I want to replicate my original vehicle I first got when I started driving. And that's what it was. And so even an S10 pickup from 89 would work. I need a model kit of it. But anyway, so I was looking on this website, and Octavirate, the guy that was responsible for the 3D and the Theft of the Golden Disk video, makes various 3D printed plastic add-ons for Transformers figures. And so, like, there's, you know, some of the various weapons. He's got his own things of his own design too. But he's got, like, Titan's Return. So basically you can pop off the faceplate of any of the Titan Return figures and put on your own. So the heads that pop off.
Wow.
On the figures. So what it is you can take off. So, like, say I got, you know, like a Cup or Rodimus's face or something. Mm-hmm. And I pop off the face, and because it still transforms to a little tiny robot. So he has like a Krang, or he has like, you know, robots in disguise, or Rescue Bots faces, or Beast Wars Megatron, or and it looks like pretty friggin' accurate. And then he's got one that's the Optimal Megatron face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Optimal Optimus, you know,
outer helmet. Oh, yeah, absolutely. With the Megatron. And
they're not that much money. Like, they're only like $6 a piece, but like, because I would get like the Beast Wars Megatron Grimace face, mm-hmm. and then I would get like the Optimal Megatron face, and then all I'd have to do is like buy a couple of like little Titan Return robot heads or whatever, just throwaway heads or something, and then just pop off the piece, and then it literally just snaps in there.
Hmm.
So it's. I would be pretty excited to get my hands on one of these. Because then if I got it in orange, all I'd have to do is paint his face. And part of the head. I'd have to paint it blue. But
yeah,
still, it'd be pretty slick.
Sweet.
I would like it.
The IDW July 2017 solicitations are out for the comics. So we've got Optimus Prime number 9, John Barber on writing, Kizama on art and colors, covers, whatever. The Life of Sideswipe, a Junkion machine, finally gives long-injured Sideswipe a new lease on life. But when his brother goes missing, Sideswipe and RC return to Cybertron, and nothing will be the same between them ever again. We've also got Transformers The Lost Light, written by James Roberts, art by Jack Lawrence. The hunt is on. Ever lost something and spent forever looking for it? Try visiting Troja Major, the lost property capital of the universe. Just bear in mind that it's better known by another name, the Howling Town. And the Autobots are about to find out why. Then we got Transformers Till All Are One, number 12. Margaret Scott, Sarah, Peter Doroshe on art and colors. Starscream makes his most desperate move yet in order to protect himself from Elita One's rising power. But for once, the Master of Manipulation's only choice is to make himself helpless to another. Good thing no one's got a grudge against Starscream, right? We also have Transformers, the IDW Collection, Phase 2, Volume 6. These are... IDW does these a lot, the IDW Collections, and they're great. I love them for the Turtles comic, because they put the issues in story order. This collects all of the Dark Cybertron stuff. So Dark Cybertron number 1 and finale, More Than Meets the Eye, issues 23 to 27, Robots in Disguise, issues 23 to 27, and Windblade, issues number 1 to 4, which is the second Windblade series. 388 pages, 11 by 7, $50. Honestly, the $50 price tag on this, the fact that it's almost 400 pages, and the fact that it's presented within story order of how the... So, That's one of the reasons why if I was going to start getting trades again, I would get these hardcovers because, oh my God, these are awesome. I can't wait. I'm most definitely getting the Turtles stuff from IDW for sometime this year later. But that's this one, the IDW Collection Phase 2 Volume 6, is actually it's an advance solicited for September release. So yeah, that's what's going on with the Transformers comics. I am still going through More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise with Ryan the Uneven Flow Merkley over on the Pullbag. We're talking about volumes 6 through 10 of each series, so I'm catching up. I have yet to read Optimus Prime, which is what Robots in Disguise got renamed to, and The Lost Light, which is what More Than Meets the Eye got renamed to. I have yet to read the new series, but I'm really enjoying reading the other ones at this point too, so awesome, awesome stuff being done over at IDW. Any other Transformers things going on?
I don't really see anything else of merit going on in the Transformers fandom. I mean, I know we've got a film coming out soon.
Yeah. It's a film.
I like your answer.
Hey.
It's a Prime. It's a Michael Bay film.
That's just Prime.
That's just Bay.
Don't you mean... Is that Poop Optimus Prime?
I will say, folks, the next ATTF Origins is going to be happening soon, sooner rather than later. We're going to be talking to Nightbeat, at Nightbeat on Twitter, a.k.a. Ryan the Uneven Flow Merkley, so that's going to be a fun discussion. We just have to get it scheduled to record, but that's what's coming up for ATTF. What else you got going on?
Altered Geek. That's about it. Playing a lot of video games.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of video games.
A lot of video games. They're so fun.
Yes, yes they are.
Oh, man. I still, yeah, if this were Future Imperfect, I'd be going nuts on it, but it's really driving me nuts. I can't get the Kelvin Universe Enterprise, because that thing is like a monstrosity in the game. I've flown past it, and I'm like, man, that is a big freaking ship. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get the Vengeance easier than you can get the
Kelvin.
Yeah, the Kelvin Enterprise, and I'm like, I want the Kelvin Enterprise. And then I thought, because I'm in a fleet, that I unlocked the Enterprise J, but I actually got a fleet temporal battle cruiser. And I'm like, and I thought it was the Enterprise J because I'm not that familiar with it. And I flew past one at Space Dock. And that is one giant and long freaking ship. Mine looks like a shuttlecraft next to it.
And Alrighty, then. So basically what you're saying is it's like, what if Astro Train flew up to Unicron, essentially, is what you're saying.
In Transformers terms, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's sick.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Alright, folks. I think before Steve, because there currently are no Star Trek Transformers crossovers, I think before he starts rambling on more there about Star Trek, there should be, yes, there should be. I don't disagree with that, but I think we're going to get out of here. As I said, join us next time for the next ATTF Origins episode with Ryan and even Flo Merkley. And Megatron, you want to close it out?
Excellent. Yes.
That's it. Alrighty then.
Yes.
All right, Zippy, start talking. First of all, the name's not Zippy. As a matter of fact, I don't believe I've ever met another bot named Zippy. Someone can only assume that you came up with Zippy in reference to my speed, which may be technically accurate, but lacks a certain creativity. more to the point, the name's Blur. I'm an Autobot intelligence agent sent to this planet by the Elite Guard to keep an eye on Optimus Prime and his crew, as well as monitor Decepticon activity. And you, my friend, have just blown a decacycle of covert surveillance designed to uncover Megatron's plot to conquer Cybertron. Everything was going according to plan when I intercepted a communication between the Decepticon leader and an unknown double agent. They were in the midst of plotting the abduction of an unsuspecting Autobot, which now, from the status of the current ground situation, appears to have been successful. Got that so far?
Could you repeat the last part?
Which last part?
Oh, everything after the name's not Zippy.
Ah, welcome to my throne room, Future Tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my Viacons to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
So let me get this straight. You're an Autobot intelligence officer, and you found Megatron's hideout.
That is correct, Optimus Prime. I have already reported my findings to the Elite Guard, requesting immediate reinforcements, but was informed that the additional support would be delayed due to the fact that the Autobot forces are currently stretched too thin combating Decepticon uprisings along the edge of the galaxy. Further intelligence has also revealed that a human called Isaac Sumdack has been cooperating with the Decepticon leader by reverse engineering a space bridge schematic stolen from your ship, which Megatron intends to use to stage a sneak attack on Cybertron from within while the planet's defensive forces are at its weakest, but he's run into difficulty getting the device operational. That's where your fellow bot comes in. Earlier today, I intercepted a communication between Megatron and the Decepticon double agent involving a plot to kidnap Autobot Bulkhead after discovering he's the galaxy's foremost expert in space bridge technology. Efforts to coerce him into some kind of cooperation will undoubtedly have dire results and lead to Megatron's...
Whoa! Back up!
Did he just say Bulkhead?
Our Bulkhead?
An expert? On anything?
That's correct! Which brings us to earlier today, when I attempted to thwart Megatron's plans, but the mission became fatally compromised when some bot got in the way. No, I'm not naming
any names. How many times do I have to say I'm sorry? Man! Talk about beating a dead spark plug! Besides, if you would have told us who you were from the start, none of this would have happened!